A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Attention all small biz owners. At the UPS store, you can count on us to handle your packages with care. With our certified packing experts, your packages are properly packed and protected. And with our pack and ship guarantee, when we pack it and ship it, we guarantee it. Because your items arrive safe or you'll be reimbursed. Visit the upsstore.com/guarantee for full details. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Come into your local store today.
I want you leaning close. This is not just background noise. It's a word slicing through the noise of a nation divided. The blood of Charlie Kirk stains America's soil. His assassination struck like lightning, snatching a life and exposing the rot festering underneath. Overnight, the nation cracked wide open. Some wept, some raged, some mocked, and some, God help us, even danced on his grave. Violence and division have always been a powder keg in this land. Now it's erupted. The smoke is thick, choking up people already torn in two. But hear me very well. Every story has three sides. Your side, my side, and the truth. Only one side is holy. Only one side is steadfast and unshakable, eternal. Tonight, we anchor not in outrage, gossip, or headlines, but in Christ. But as long as you stand steadfast on Christ, the only truth that does not bend while the world divides, rages, and burns. For those of you joining Renegades for the very first time, I'm Reverend Joseph C. Gomez, also known as Preacher Joe. Marine Corps combat veteran, Assemblies of God minister since 1996, a biker, author, and your voice here, calling men to be warriors of faith and fortitude. See, my mission is clear. What is it? To shape men who love Jesus, who walk in holiness, and who stand firm when the world demands surrender. No watering down, no sugarcoating, only standing on the authority of God's word from the King James Version of the Bible. Here's your marching orders from the Apostle Paul, forged in resurrection hope. 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. That's not a suggestion. That's a command. The voice of a commander telling his soldiers to hold the line. When the ground shakes, brother turns against brother, and headlines scream outrage. Anchor in this. Don't drop it. See, I want you to plant your boots on Christ, the only rock that does not shift while the world shakes itself apart. Let's get honest. Your side feels justified. My side feels righteous. See, that's the deceit of the flesh. Jeremiah 17:9 states, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? See, that is why you need the third side, God's side. Jesus did not say, I have some truth. No, Jesus said in John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. See, truth is not a weapon that's wielded against the enemy. Truth is a person to bow before. Step off him and you wander in fog. Stand on him and you walk in light. Brothers, don't get trapped inside. Stand in the truth that cannot be bought, bent, or broken. Before we go any deeper, I want you to take some action. I want you to like this episode, share it, comment with one area where you'll choose God's truth over your own view this week. I also want you to subscribe. This is not entertainment. These are orders for men of God. I also want you to share this word in your church men's group, your biker chapter, your veteran circle, your family threads. Let it break through echo chambers and reach the ears of men everywhere. Help me get this message across America. And for a sharp spiritual field manual, grab my book, Men of Faith and Fortitude, Reuniting Masculinity in Christ. Links down in the description. Gonna go? Let me tell you what, people. Vision is the devil's deadliest tool. Proverbs 6:16-19 lays it bare. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, and he that soweth discord among brethren. Won't you look around? It's all there. Murder is evil. Celebrate murder is evil. Lies for clicks are evil. Stirring division is evil. The tragedy of Charlie Kirk's death is not the bullet alone. It's the choir making evil into entertainment. Brothers, don't join that chorus. Even if it feels good, even if it scratches your bias, walk away. That is not our song. Brothers, I want you to stand steadfast on Christ, the only truth that does not bend while the world divides, rages, or burns. Our battlefield is not political, it's spiritual. Ephesians 6:12, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, the rulers of the dark places, okay? Against spiritual wickedness in high places. Yes, men face earthly justice. The shooter's going to answer, but the deeper enemy is Satan, the ancient liar whispering division, hatred, fear, into every crack of culture. So brothers, I want you to slow down. Don't be quick to fire off posts and hot takes. Proverbs 18:13 states, he that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. And verse 17 states, the first to plead his cause seemeth just, but his neighbor cometh and searcheth him. See, I want you to test it. I want you to weigh it. Don't be the devil's loudspeaker. Steadfastness is holy resolve. Being steadfast is not pride. It's standing unshaken on Christ when hatred rages. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26 to 27. Be ye angry and sin not, neither give place to the devil. Anger's going to come, but don't let it drive. Romans 12:21 says, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. See, that's warfare, folks. Grace, power, discipline is what we need to have, okay? Do not think that you can muscle this out. You cannot. Acts 1:8, ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The Spirit gives you clean speech when rage surges. He gives you love when pride demands payback. He gives you gentle strength when debates bait you into strife. He helps you crucify the old man, the outrage reflex, the vengeance itch, the appetite for noise. See, guard your gates, folks. Your home is your first post, not social media. Psalms 101, 2-3, I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. You need to set some rules, some house rules. No rumors across your threshold. No grave dancing ever. No slurs. No poison from your lips. Scripture before screens. Prayer before posts. Obedience before applause. When you stumble, and Lord knows you're going to stumble, you need to repent as soon as you do it. Reconcile quickly. Reset the steadfast at the season. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. See, unity is not a slogan. It was bought with the blood of Christ. Do not trade it for clicks and applause. Again, I tell you, plant your boots on Christ, the only rock that does not shift while the world shakes itself apart. Let me tell you what, you want to know why steadfast men don't quit? 1 Corinthians 15:58 promises, your labor is not in vain in the Lord. See, every prayer counts. Every disciplined choice counts. Every hidden act of service counts. Heaven keeps score, folks. The Spirit who raised Jesus dwells within you. Remember that. Romans 8:11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. And the finish line is locked. 1 Corinthians 15:52. The trumpet shall sound, and we shall be changed. So stand now, my brothers. We know how this story is going to end. And again, I tell you, my brothers, hold the line in Christ, because his truth outlives outrage, headlines, and the grave. Three sides to every story, okay? Remember that. Your side, my side, and the truth. Our sides are stained with sin. God's truth stands pure. Steadfast men plant their boots on Christ, empowered by the Spirit, abounding in the Lord's work, knowing that none of it is wasted. Now it's your turn. I want you to drop one name, friend or enemy, that you're going to pray for this week. Share this with a brother who needs clarity more than noise. And please, have me spread this from coast to coast. Text it to 5 men. Post it in your church men's group. Let's get this message into every state, every circle, every ear that needs it. No more gray dancing. No more rumor sharing. No more demonizing neighbors made in the image of God. We are watchmen on the wall, folks. Remember that. We will live holy, love strong, stand unmovable by the power of the Holy Ghost. This is our banner. Raise it high. Now for your full throttle moment. I know y'all been waiting on this one. I want you to memorize 1 Corinthians 15:58. Say it every morning and night. Set one gate rule at home. Scripture before screens. Reconcile with one brother today. Call, text, make it right. Pray out loud for one enemy by name 5 days straight. I want you to trade 1 hour of doom scrolling for scripture and prayer this week. Serve someone you cannot leverage a widow, a single mom, a veteran, even a rival. I want you to audit your tongue. Zero rumors, zero slurs, and zero grave dancing. If you have crossed the line, celebrated death, spread rumors, baptized slander as discernment, or let wrath run your mouth, repent now. Christ's blood is enough. Get up, get clean, and get steadfast. When the dust settles, your steadfastness will preach louder than angry headline. Now help me push this message across America. Share this episode today to every man with ears who can hear it. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. Semper Fi and God bless.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Like, 'cause I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.